This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Common trend these days is to tell people that they're using a common household item wrong and then proceed to use it in a ridiculously unnecessary fashion. I don't know if you guys have seen this. You guys are using your toilet paper holder wrong.
Everything wrong. Right. I know.
You gotta use it like this and then stab the toilet paper long ways, and then boom, you get double the toilet paper. But sometimes these guys actually do have some pretty good ideas.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10. Everyday objects you're using all wrong. Contrary to popular belief, distilled white vinegar, even bleach, does not completely remove blood from potentially porous surfaces, like tile grout and hardwood or engineered flooring. If you want to make sure every trace of blood has been thoroughly and completely removed in case there was an unfortunate accident, tear out all the flooring and underlayment. Better yet, lay down a thick layer of plastic sheeting, gather up all the remains of debris, drive to a remote location, and watch it burn down completely.
Jeez. You all right, VD?
It's fine. He took care of it. He's good now.
No, he's good.
He was nervous before he tore out the floorboards and all that.
Of course. So these are 10 everyday objects that you're using all wrong.
I kind of want to hear all 30, dude.
Yeah, you know what? There's some. There's a whole lot on this list here. There's a whole bunch to go through. Some honorable mentions. They say you're using your dish soap for everything. It says, while grease-fighting product is powerful, it leaves streaks behind on surfaces that aren't plates and cups, so you should steer clear of using this liquid soap on your car windows and mirrors.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Whoa, thanks.
Right. Clean your dishes in your hands, man.
Right.
Don't bathe with Windex.
Right.
Jesus.
You might be setting your freezer temperature too high.
You just need to set it to freezing.
Exactly. Let's see here. 0 degrees is the best temperature for long-term frozen food storage, so set your freezer as low as it will go, and if you find that your ice cream gets too hard to scoop, store it on the door where the temperature will be the highest.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, you could put your spoon, if you're scooping out ice cream, my grandma would just put the spoon in warm water and then
there you go.
Scoop the ice cream.
Still do it to this day, friend.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely, man.
It's
rock hard.
Way.
Yeah.
This isn't so much you're using it wrong as much as you're just maintaining it wrong, but forgetting to wash your coffee maker.
I'm pretty good at that.
Just run hot water through it.
It's a hotbed for bacteria and mold. We beg of you, wash every removable part after each use, not just the pot.
Not only that, but every once in a while, run some vinegar through there with water.
After every use?
And then,
you need to
run a couple more pitchers of water, cups, through before you actually make coffee.
Oh, yeah.
To get rid of the vinegar taste, but it'll dissipate.
Here's the thing, Ted. They say that because they know you won't. But you even make an effort and you do it once a week, you're good.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's like anything. It's telling people the worst case scenario. You know, like they tell pregnant women, don't drink any alcohol. It's all to a doctor, like, man, two or three glasses of wine.
This one my wife had to get on me about, but using metal utensils on nonstick cookware.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Well, it just makes it your nonstick's going to peel off.
You're scraping it off.
And then you're eating that, which is not good.
No, it is not. No, it is not at all. Again, these are everyday objects that you're using all wrong. Leaving your toaster oven plugged in. Get into the habit of unplugging when you're not using your toaster oven. Although remote, there's a risk of spontaneous fire.
Same with your coffee pot maker.
Sure.
Both of mine are plugged in.
I leave my microwave plugged in, but my air fryer...
You fool!
Always unplug that bad.
My air fryer and my toaster oven kind of swap back and forth, so they're never plugged in.
The only thing I ever think about as far as that goes is like an iron. That's it. I never think coffee maker, all that, just the iron.
Storing your toothbrush in a dark room. It says, by stashing a drippy brush in a dark medicine cabinet, you're preventing it from fully drying, resulting in an environment that breeds nasty bacteria.
Oh, it sounds like you're trying to grow a mushroom.
Yeah, but also, on the other hand, it's like, you know, even out in the open, every time I flush the toilet, if the lid's not down, you're blasting all your poop back on it.
They specifically say, close the toilet lid before you flush.
I've actually gotten pretty good about that.
Same.
In the last couple of years, just like, you know, man, just drop the lid, because they're right. You know, I flush the toilet, and I'm like, that is my toothbrush, just right there.
Right.
Man, I saw a whole thing yesterday about not peeing standing up.
What? What, splashback or what?
Yeah, just the amount that gets out of the bowl.
Mm-hmm. I saw a whole thing about loofahs and how much bacteria and fungus that you're spreading all over your body. Did they hold more than a wet washcloth?
Right. Because they got all the nooks and crannies.
Oh, my God. So I bought one of these scrubbing things. It's not made out of that. I've been using that lately.
It is slow cooker season, and you might be using it wrong by lifting your lid while it's cooking.
Leave it alone.
Even though its temperature seems to, it's tempting to see how your soup is coming along, slow cookers work by trapping heat and using it to cook food over a long period of time. Every time you lift the lid, your appliance loses heat and the cooking process slows down.
Think about it like a smoker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't like if I'm cooking like a pork shoulder in there or something, it's going to be hours. I might,
easy,
jealous.
Bud.
I might, you could actually fart. I might actually look at it like maybe 6 hours in if it's on an 8 hour cook. But yeah, if you're looking, you're not cooking.
You might be using too much laundry. That's actually a really good phrase, Ted.
Anything that rhymes seems to be a good phrase, right?
If you're looking, you're not cooking.
Yeah, but barbecuing's low and slow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Using too much laundry detergent. Again, these are objects that you're using all wrong that are everyday objects. No one will make your whites whiter. Using too much and it might not rinse out of clothes. And too many suds can cushion fabrics and dirt so stains that get trapped and don't get washed away as they should.
I had a plumber tell me. He's like, look, you know how you don't use wet wipes and flush them down the toilet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same art can be said for Tide Pods.
Mm-hmm.
Those plastic things get caught up in the filters and everything else and ruin your appliances faster. You might as well just use granular or liquid detergent.
Yes. There was actually somebody, I caught a video, and they mentioned that we use too much detergent in our fabrics, and Tide Pods are a big issue of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they just, you don't need as much as is in there. And and so we've actually switched to a granular.
That's why I stopped using it, and I started eating them.
There you go.
By the way, I like this. Someone says, look, coffee maker, microwave. They have clocks built in. I'm not unplugging them and then just having to set in the clocks every day.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You're right, that is such a frustrating process. Like, I will take the fire risk over having to set that damn clock.
And then this
I've had my microwave for a year and a half. It's still on military time.
Attaboy. Ooh, military time. Let's go. And then this is the number one everyday object that you're using totally wrong. Actually, you're not using it wrong at all, but there's another use. But they say if you're struggling to open a key ring, no more broken nails. To add a key to your ring, wedge a staple remover's teeth between the coils and then clamp down to separate them. Mm. A new key will then slide on easily.
Because I know a woman, you can just use her mouth if that's what I'm talking about.
Damn,
dude. Dude, seriously, she opens her mouth. I'm like, she could remove staples.
Here, bite down on this. I need to put a key on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.